better than brushing. Wait a minute. Enhance. What?
Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Koshy, and I'm the editor here at Progress Bar. Tonight, I'm joined again by aspiring YouTuber Jason, also known as Quinchy. How are you going today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
That's good to hear. We had a little jam session before we recorded, so we're all pumped and ready to go. But nothing too nice in the news this today. It's been all broken ports, missed promises, and trademarking.
And Peter Molyneux, really.
Nothing good comes from that.
That's at least 16 weeks of bad news right there.
Yeah.
They named, like, Peter Molyneux after, like, the Bad News Bears.
They really did.
I'm using old school references. I feel like this is my jam. But what should we talk about first? What's on first? What do you want? What are you feeling?
I think I'm just sick of the amount of broken PC ports. Being a PC kind of focused player, broken port of Tales of Symphonia, which is a JRPG that came to PC. It's broken. It's locked to 720p, 30fps resolution. Just a lot of things that people don't like when you're on PC. You're meant to have a lot of customization, and it's just fix it on PC.
Can I interrupt you for a moment, sir?
No.
Hold on. So I'm pretty sure that the human eye can only see 24 frames a second. So what does it matter? You know what? If you ain't, that's fine.
Well, when you get a PC that's actually decent enough to run games, you actually get supervision, and supervision that you get to see past that amount. You get to become a normal human being.
Wow! Because I was just reading that on my Twitter at Quincy QUINCJY. And that's what an internet person had asked me to ask you. So, well,
you do know that 88% of all statistics on the internet are made up, so, you know.
I heard it was 93.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Okay. Very conflicting results. What we do know that is confirmed is the amount of broken PC ports that are on various markets, Steam, Origin, you know, that kind of thing. Just Uplay in general, it's a terrible PC port.
Just you play. It's just like, sorry guys, not today.
It's not good.
This is not your thing.
You know, getting that market out there, you're meant to have a good quality product. You've got it on console, and you release it, and everyone loves it.
Yeah.
But then you upgrade to the latest and greatest hardware, and then you go, oh well, it only runs on 30fps. It only runs at 720p, and then people with PC games are pushing 4K resolutions with, you know, gigs and gigs of video RAM. It's ridiculous.
I feel like the problem is that when I was younger, and I'm sure you had the same thing, where you had the family computer.
Yeah.
It was your mum and dad's, and they did the computer things. Every once in a while, they'd let you play, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Paint.
Or RuneScape.
RuneScape.
Yeah. Back in the day.
You know they're making a card game for RuneScape?
No.
Like a Hearthstone version?
That's awesome.
I'm in the beta.
Really?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Anyone can be in the beta. Come join me. I haven't played a single lick of it. But it does look average.
RuneScape card game.
It looks like RuneScape. I know. What would have inspired them, Koshy?
Money. All of the money.
It's like, oh, Hearthstone's popular. Surely RuneScape can get in on this market.
I think everything is trying to do that. They find a kind of industry leader, you know, of that genre, where they make some new card game, and they try to follow it and make as much money as possible. But the thing is if you wanted to be an industry leader, you lead. You don't follow the leader, you know, like if you want to be
doing it different, Koshy, they're doing it better in their own special way.
They're following the formula of people who invented the genre.
But their card game is better in some way. You just don't know.
I just don't know. I don't know any of this stuff.
It's not like you're a games journalist or something.
No, not at all.
No,
I don't do journalism. I like to think I'm more of a critic. I'm just pissed off with the way video games are made, and even though people can make it better than me, I still like to shit all over them. Just being a cynical person is something that is who I am. I'd like to bring that out in my writing of video games.
Because I'm more positive, I feel.
You are the positive side, and I think
Whether yin-yang kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It creates a nice gel, and it means that I can rant and rave, and you can be like, oh, hey, guys.
Our key, because it's definitely not chi. I've seen Dragon Ball Z, the live-action movie.
Talking about shitty ports, yeah.
Circle. Let's keep this going.
Yeah.
What were you talking about? It was something to do with...
So the Tales of Symphonia port that went to PC. Yes. made by Koei Tecmo. Now, they've never been known for making good ports. Mm. Everything from Dynasty Warriors to... Oh, what was that?
Tales of Symphonia
to... Oh, Tukiden Kiwami. A lot of these kind of Japanese RPG games that they bring over to the PC for that market, and they just fall in their face. Now, I'm not too sure how big the Japanese PC market is, so I know they're more focused on, like, Sony consoles, maybe Nintendo as well.
It's mostly Sony and a little bit Nintendo, but, like, Xbox isn't really considered any way, shape, or form a competitor. It's apparently super rare to have someone in Japan with an Xbox.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, apparently, when the Xbox One launched, like, they had huge lines ready to go. Like,
like barricades?
Barricades, and then no one showed up. There was, like, 100 people. Max, I think.
Who cares? Like, in Japan, it's just not a thing.
Well, they just don't care about the fighting, shooting, gun-ho, mature, manly games, I don't think.
But there was even, like... I'm pretty sure they delayed it, didn't they? For, like, a couple months.
I think didn't that was the case.
Didn't they do a stagnant release? Yeah.
I think they did it. Like, it's pretty weird how they've done it. They just don't seem to like those games.
I just don't think, like... Because Xbox is, like, the new kid on the block.
Mm-hmm.
So unless something really amazing comes onto Xbox, and, like, all the Japanese developers, let's be honest here... for Sony or Nintendo, they're not going to be changing to Xbox unless Xbox forces them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it seems to be like Japanese developers have maybe gone into the shooter genre just a little bit, but they seem to do it a lot differently. Like, it's usually like the free-to-play type games where you can kind of pay-to-win type stuff where you can buy upgrades and you can buy...
What games? But Ghost in the Shell?
Kind of like Ghost in the Shell, where it's like you've got the free-to-play version there or the small buy-in, but then you've got all these upgrades you can purchase. And it's a totally different market to what we have over in the West. You know, they need to pay the $60 for Black Ops, so you need to pay for Gears of War. But, I mean, I think ports are always going to be a problem for the PC genre, only because there's... I mean, maybe people just don't care enough about it. It's like, obviously, someone who cares a lot...
kind of harder to test... I know that much, at least.
Mm.
Speaking of my old game tester days. Because you can't test every graphics card. You can't test every sounds card. You can't do all that jazz. You have to pick the most popular.
Yeah.
And go from there. And
but still, it's quality of life features, like being able to run borderless windowed, being able to...
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's just keys, lazy.
60 FPS. Mm. Like, it's all things that should be stock standard when you port a game to PC. And, like, game engines not being tied to physics... Like, I mean, game engines not being tied to the frame rate.
Yes.
One notable is even, like, Fallout 4 when it was put on PC. Like, it was kind of designed for the console. You ported it to the PC... And the physics engine is tied to the frame rate. So, like, when you drop a can or whatever, it falls at different rates, depending on what your frame rate was.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it was something that's found a couple of weeks after release, I'm pretty sure. But they did it at 60, 120, and 144 hertz or something like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was completely different.
Really? So it was actually quite a visual. Wow. Yeah.
But you could see the difference when it was like compared side by side. So it's pretty interesting to see how they implement it. But when entire game engines are running off the speed of the frame rate, when you port it to PC, you've either got to fix the game or not release it.
Yeah, like, I totally agree.
Yeah, I was running Tukiden Kiwami, which is a Monster Hunter-esque RPG that got ported onto PC. A couple months ago.
Was that the demon one?
Yeah.
Where, like, they're the demons and you get to hack at the parts and actually...
Kind of. It's like you get to hack at them, you cut off their arm or something, and then they fall to the ground, and then you cut off the arm again and stuff. But
wait, the same arm?
Yeah, like a ghost apparition version of it.
It's a ghost. That's all right. Ghosts can grow back limbs.
Yeah. Well, otherwise he's just a stump after a little while. Yeah. Demon mythology. That's how it works. But the whole game was tied to the frame rate, so we were looking at playing it, but it was on 30 FPS, and it was really slow. It was like, you got a bunch up to 60, it's like, oh my god, this game is so much faster, but it's unusable at that frame rate. Because it wasn't meant to be running on that, so, you know, it's just something that frustrates me when you get hyped for a game, it comes out on the PC, on the better platform, and then it's broken. It's like, it just doesn't let you play it the way that you should be able to play it.
I truly think, and I'm sure you won't argue with me on this, but I believe it's like, let's cast our net as wide as we can and we'll get as many suckers as we can. And then, you know, they've already bought the game. They can't refund a PC game. It's only very recent. And because of Batman Arkham Knight, mm-hmm. I think it is, who just colossally, and I do apologize for being as blunt as I am here, they fucked up. They fucked up so royally.
They really, so really
insanely
did.
That they couldn't even be bothered to fix the game anymore.
Yeah, like they took it off the Steam store. They was fine on console. They ported it to the PC, and then it just died. Like it just didn't work. There was problems with the car. There was Then they removed it from Steam, brought it back, and then it's kind of better now. But moving on from that, they did the PC release. There was also meant to be a Mac and Linux release coming as well. It's recently just come out that they're not doing that anymore. So they...
Well, I guess that's not surprising though, is it?
Well, I mean, they fucked up enough as it is, but it was still coming. Like, people who pre-ordered it on Mac and PC now have to go through Steam and get a refund.
It's sort of like with... was it Hitman? The latest Hitman game? They've actually taken it off sale for a little bit.
Yeah, because it's not ready or something.
Well, what happened was that it was originally meant to be a full game, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but they've changed it to be episodic.
What?
Yeah, we have an episodic Hitman game.
So
we're getting the prologue.
That's going to be next week's rant.
This is a good segue. So we're getting a prologue and first mission, and that's like, well, it's your first chapter, guys. I hope you have a lot of fun about it. Like, wouldn't you want to, like... just keep progressing and then maybe go back and play the first mission or two again to, like, you know, touch up on your rusty skills and then go back out and do it all again. Like, why should it? You want to play it all. Hitman is not an episodic game.
Oh, God.
Final Fantasy VII is not an episodic game, although kind of, it's four discs.
Yeah, but that's only because the size of the game. But the problem is they're not going to release that whole game at once. It's like, we can now charge $180 instead of charging you $60.
Here's the season pass.
Oh, fuck season passes.
It's ridiculous. Amen.
It's ridiculous. Like, all of those... A game, I don't want to go into a game used it. To be... Embrace you spent that. Like $60 or however long... How much your parents spent.
Yeah.
You paid... for Mario Kart on the N64, you know what you got? Fucking Mario Kart! You got the game, you played it for fucking hours, and then you waited up till you saved enough pennies to go buy Star Wars Lilac Wars or fucking Super Mario Brothers or Super Smash Brothers or whatever on the N64. And it took you weeks to do that, and you played that game for ages. Now,
you did extra chores.
You did extra chores. You cleaned the house. That's why my game is, like, my house is messy at the moment. It's just, I don't have enough allowance money to buy.
Because my goddamn girlfriend is not giving me my goddamn
allowance. I need my allowance. Damn it, girlfriend.
She's not respecting me.
The thing is, it's like, now I don't have enough money to buy the game, which is $100 here. Buy the season pass. Buy the DLC. Buy the extra payments. Buy this. Buy this cosmetic skins. You end up spending $300 almost on a collector's, like, if you wanted to get the biggest and best game, like the full experience, right? You've got to spend $200. Like, Star Wars Battlefront especially is one of the most recent examples where it's like, and that game, like, no, I don't think many people are playing that game.
Plays it anymore.
People spent $180. On the, or in Australia anyway, on the full season pass and the game, the digital complete edition, and three quarters of the content hasn't come out yet.
I guess, like, the weird thing about season passes, which I think we're all starting to, you know, get a little wise to, is the fact that you don't know what it is. It's like, you know, a Kinder Surprise. People in America, you will not know what this is because it's illegal in your country. But it's like, you know, you get your little chocolate egg and you've got the little toy inside and you open it up. You have no idea what it is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like, it's a cool little bicycle. Other times it's a fucking puzzle. And no one likes the puzzle. If you do, you're literally worse than Hitler. But, like, that's what a season pass is. You're tossing a coin. And the coin has multiple sides that all point to shit.
Just so people are aware, right now, I don't know if this is off-peak or on-peak time for America, but Battlefront... on PC has currently got 2,600 players. Total, they have 25,000 people online right now playing Battlefront, which came out 2 months ago. 3 months ago, I think.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, no, it was December. It came out in December.
Okay, so it's been out 2 months.
Yep.
25,000 people playing. Hold on. Battlefield 4, in total right now, has 42,000 people playing. Almost double.
Yeah.
Granted, that had a season pass. I don't know why people aren't playing Battlefront, but like, it's got the premium and everything like that, but they really fucked up Battlefront.
I don't get it. I don't understand how... What were they expecting? You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
they made the safest game possible, I think. They made the safest game possible, and no one plays it because it's boring.
But it's not like... I feel like that's a risky bet. Like, games take forever to make.
Mm.
And so to have the whole, oh, we'll make a multiplayer shooter, that'll be great, and we'll do season passes because it was popular back in the day. It was rare. And now it's just like, I think ever since Evolve, that's right, Evolve, I freaking hate you. Like, who wants to play that game? No one wants to play that. It's dull. Like, the new thing is what? First-person MOBAs. First-person shooter MOBAs.
Yep.
And that's Battlecry and, I guess what would be, Overwatch.
Yeah.
Which happens to be going to beta next week.
Hooray!
Closed beta? Closed beta.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yep.
So you will not be able to get in. Check your spam folders. Your invitation will not be there. True story. I don't know what to, like, that's kind of lame. I was really looking forward to playing it because I put in my name in the hat for that beta ages ago and I still haven't gotten anything. And, you know, I'm sure there are hundreds of thousands of people in my exact same situation,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not really bellyaching about. The problem is that I just want to play and I feel like there's been so many closed betas that maybe they could have an open one, maybe? Please? Blizzard?
I think they will, but it's a matter of time before they actually go, oh yes, we'll release it now.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a lot of people waiting. There was already a closed beta test previously for a lot of YouTubers.
One was like months.
And stuff. Yeah, it was one for ages and then they said, okay, well, we'll go back now and see how that goes. But now it's another closed beta. Like, it's getting to the point where, I mean, it's Blizzard. I mean, like, they should just have an open beta. They've got the server capacity. Like, they've got most of the features. Like, a closed beta, like, what are they testing? It's not like the game isn't fully functional.
Well, I know that they've apparently they created a new map, or two new maps, a new game mode, and some balancing issues for the characters.
That shouldn't be beta quality. Like, it's a fully functional game.
Yeah,
they're not adding, they're not testing sound design, they're not testing level design, they're not testing the way the guns shoot. Balancing issues, yes, that maybe you would do like an upcoming pre-release thing, Q&A, open beta testing. Look at the community, see how they react to certain characters. That's balancing issues. But that's meant to come when the game releases. Like, they're not meant to have it perfectly balanced when the game comes out. I don't think, anyway.
No, or... I feel like we're getting a lot more petty with our look, let's face it, the PC Master Race, we're kind of wankers, really, aren't we? When we put it in the, we're like, oh, it's not 60 FPS, oh, what's my field of vision, oh, like shitty games are shitty games, and you're like, even good games have shitty parts, and, you know, why not? Let's have a little buggy game.
Overwatch is going to be free, you know.
No, it's not.
Isn't it? I thought it was free to play.
No, it's $90 for us.
What?
Yeah. Check on Blizzard. I'm charging 90.
I said, I'm not playing Overwatch. I thought it was going to be free to play.
No, it's not. That's what everyone thought it would be because of...
pre-purchase.
What? T of 2.
21 heroes, 5 origin skins, digital goodies. $90.
$90. Save your pennies. Do your chores. Be nice to your mother. When's your birthday? Maybe they'll give you birthday cash.
In June.
I won't give you birthday cash.
$89 on console as well. That's fucked.
Yeah. It's super expensive.
And you know people are going to buy it too. They're going, oh, Blizzard, you make
so much
money.
I'm going to buy it. It's not even a question.
Yeah.
It's a...
okay, well, now that it strengthens my, you know, hold on the fact that, like, the game should... balancing issues, we are in an age where you can update that. You can change the game to...
Yeah.
Why is it $90? Is there a single player I don't know about?
No, there's literally nothing.
It's but just multiplayer.
Multiplayer. But there's not... Okay, hear me out here. This is where it gets acceptable in my eyes. You don't have to pay for any more characters. You don't need to pay for any more maps. They aren't doing season passes, if I remember correctly. It's literally you're buying the game. And this is a game that's going to be lasting you years. I guarantee it.
Well, I mean, it's a Blizzard game. That's fine. But I have a feeling that Blizzard may add shit to it later after it's been released. They'll release an expansion or something.
There'll be microtransactions for skins.
That's so dumb.
But I don't think there's going to be an actual, like, expansion, and they'll charge you for it.
If you pay $90 for a game, you shouldn't have to spend $3 on a skin.
I agree and I disagree.
No.
Because... You're incorrect. No, you're incorrect, sir. No. This is our first fight.
I know, it's horrible. If you pay $90... I understand they worked on the game for a long time and they've done all these closed beta tests. But if I pay $90 for a game, I expect to get the full game. I don't expect to then spend another $50 on things that make me look pretty. I should just have them. I can unlock them at levels or something. Like,
oh, maybe that's the case. But maybe you want, like, your... I don't know what any of the characters are right now. Junkrat. Maybe you want Junkrat to be more Australian. So he gets his little dinky die hat, and, you know, that's $5. But you can unlock it at level 10. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to charge $5. Surely. They wouldn't. Will. It'll be like $1.99.
Did you see how much Heroes of the Storm characters are? They're expensive as shit. $8? Yes.
Aren't they?
And then, like, if you want a fancy mount, like if you want a pony mount, a unicorn, flying unicorn, it's like $24. Of course you get it forever, but it's expensive.
I would buy that for Diablo.
But I understand that because it's a free-to-play game. It's fine. It's like, I'm not paying any for this. I don't have to buy this.
That's a lot of money, though.
It is a free-to-play game. So if you want to support the devs, if you want to get all that stuff, then it's fine in a free-to-play game. Yeah. But if I spend $90 on the game, I expect to get my shiny fucking pony. I want my fluffy unicorn.
Are you dropping the F-bomb right now, sir?
I am so annoyed.
No, that's right. Look, I totally get it. I think this is a very dividing issue where I think, like I said before, we're a bit spoiled. We're a bit wankery. We've expected things about first-person online shooters for ages.
Yeah.
And that is for it to be a free-to-play. So, unfortunately, this is not one of those cases. And I just hope that Blizzard puts in the goodwill. Blizzard's not a company that will fuck you over, I think.
They did make Diablo 3 pretty shit.
They made it originally, but they fixed it. It's not like they did it on purpose. I don't feel like they're going to be doing this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Trust my gut.
I don't, unfortunately. But it's not one of those things that, you know, if you don't like it, if you don't want to pay for that amount of money to buy that game, you can't pirate it. Like, yeah, if you don't want to do that,
it's definitely not.
You've got to play it. It's that online game where you've got to buy it to play on the online servers, unless private servers get made. But, I mean, the amount of piracy that's rampant through games. We've got the latest one through The Witness, which you've played.
Yes.
Apparently, Jonathan Blow's come out and talked to...
He's a bit cross. On Twitter, of all things.
Yeah, he's on Twitter. Like, the only place to get mad is Twitter and then Tumblr, right?
But and Reddit.
It seems to be... Yeah, and Reddit, yeah.
Who goes on Reddit?
Yeah, no one. It's like this small little site. Yeah.
Losers.
Yeah.
Calling you out.
But it looks like Jonathan Blow's come out on Twitter, the developer of The Witness.
Yeah.
And he says the Witness game is the number one game on, like, a certain popular torrent site that won't be, you know...
Is it Pirate Bay?
It probably is Pirate Bay.
It's probably Pirate Bay.
And he says in his tweets that, unfortunately, this will not help us afford to make another game. And he's, like, sad and everything like that.
Yeah.
You know? But in the same week, like, this is before a first week sales has even come through. So an article was released 2 days ago by VG247. It said that it sold over 100,000 units in its first week, grossing over $5 million in gross revenues.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous for a puzzle game.
Yeah.
And he's complaining that he's getting it pirated. Everything gets pirated. The next new thing next week is going to be XCOM 2. Tomorrow, XCOM 2 comes out. You know how much that's going to get pirated? A single player only game? It's going to be number one. It's going to be number one for sure on Pirate Bay in no time. As soon as the crack gets released, Pirate Bay.
It's, I don't know. Look, I hate piracy. I genuinely hate it, especially for games. I think it's just the shittiest thing that someone can do. because this is something that, like, once again, it's taken years to make. In this case, like 7 years or something.
Yep.
So you can tell that there's a lot of love in this. And from what I've played, you feel like there's a lot of love into it. A little bit of Wang.
It looks very pretty. But like, it does.
It's so visually stunning. And I adore it. But at the same time, like, you're only pirating things because I assume you've just, like, you know that, like, I'm getting away with it. You know, the whole, like, you wouldn't download a car. this is the equivalent of that, kind of, like...
You can now. 3D printers technology. Now, you can 3D print a car.
Oh, I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel bad for the guys, but I don't know what they're expecting.
I think,
you know,
if the game, like, didn't make as much money as it did, like, if he came out a month later...
Yeah.
And he's got the actual numbers, and it said, it's been pirated a million times, which could equal, you know, even if, you know, I didn't make all the money from those sales or something like that, you know, it's something that really hurt the income. But he was complaining about it before the game even hit the first week of sales numbers. And it's something that, it's you know, I guess maybe he just wanted attention for people to buy it. Because not all people torrent a game.
Like a sympathy vote kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Like, maybe people are like, oh, maybe I'll just buy it. But a lot of people, coming from experience, bought them legitimately.
My friend pirated them and installed them without my knowledge.
My brother did it. Yeah.
Yeah, damn Koshy too.
The thing is, with the piracy, you know, a lot of people that are doing it aren't doing it just for, ha ha ha, I get to pirate. It's more the fact that maybe they don't have the disposable income. Maybe they are younger. They think it's easy to just pirate. But a lot of people don't have the demos that used to come out back in the day.
Exactly.
You know, you didn't get the first two levels of a game. You didn't get the trials or betas, you know, before coming out. And so people will torrent the game. They'll play the first couple of levels and go, yeah, this is pretty good. I'm going to buy it. And then you go and buy it. You've already got the files there. You just remove the crack and away you go. You don't have to download the game twice. You just activate it through Steam or whatever it was back in the day. CD keys, like installing it off like 32 floppy disks or CDs or whatever.
With the really grungy, like, little man.
Yeah.
You know, the CD key generator that I've never seen before?
No,
never.
Not at all. But it's one of those things where a few of those sales even came from people who probably torrented the game. You know, that comes goes through. So, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. People are going to pirate no matter what. People have tried to stop it with DRM, you know, kind of things. Basically, the only way to stop piracy is to make your game completely online. Like, make it an Overwatch, make a League of Legends, and make a
SimCity.
SimCity, yeah, that was great, wasn't it? Yeah, they did that good. So fucking well. Oh, it's to cure piracy. Oh, by the way, our game's shit.
Also, it doesn't run at cheetah speed. I wanted cheetah speed. God damn it.
Mm. Cheetah speed, pirate speed, it's all the same.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm witty and I don't even know it.
Not at all. But I mean, it's gonna have differing opinions for a lot of different people. I'd say that not many people have just never torrented something before, whether it be a movie that they couldn't get or a game or something
or
that
a
they
car.
Just or a car. Yeah, maybe they torrented a car. We never know.
I'm looking at you, Todd.
But it seems to be something that, you know, there's sympathy. As you said, it seems like that sympathy vote where, oh my god, my game's getting pirated. I put so much love into it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, and no other developer did that. Like, every developer puts their heart and soul into a game.
I feel like
maybe
when you're this close to the...
and evolve. Done. And evolve.
We're dropping mics. Mm-hmm. This is the beef cast, I swear to God.
So
holy
much
dooly.
Rage.
But, like, look, they're guessing. They're guessing here. They're not estimating. They're guessing. They've lost about $1 million so far, which is a lot. It's a lot of money.
Of course it is.
Until we actually get, like, solid facts, I'm going to take that with a huge
grain of
salt.
Once it gets more than a week after release, then you can complain about it. Like, if you're out of it, if Jonathan Blow's publishing development thing, if that like claims bankruptcy next week, then it's because of the torrenting. Then it's because of the piracy. I'm pretty sure he'll
feel guilty.
Like, he'll be fine for a couple of years.
But don't you think, like, you made a very good point in regards to demos. This game, I literally heard nothing about it.
It just popped up on Steam.
Well, I heard things, but I never saw anything. I never got to play a demo. I never got to see any footage. I never got anything. And it was because of the giant bomb cast. Like, they were talking about it so passionately that I was like, shit, I should play this game.
Yep.
So I went home, downloaded it, and I adore it. I think it's so much fun. I've never been so angry in my life, but...
can't figure out the puzzles.
Oh, so mad. I've literally, like, left my chair, gone and walked around my room trying to figure out different angles. Somehow I feel like if I move around my computer screen, I will be able to see things at a different angle. And I'm like, oh, maybe this way, maybe that way. And then when you do figure it out, it's the best part of a puzzle game,
actually finding out the solution. It being so difficult that you have to do something like that, and you figure it out, and you're like, I am a god.
I do feel like some of the puzzles, though, are pretty convoluted. Like, there's someone's like, oh, do the reverse of what this is. And I'm like, where's the indicator for that? Like, it's a lot of trial and error sake of trial and error. Mm-hmm. You do learn a little bit from other areas, and you can use that to your benefit. But there's, like, 20, I think, different areas. Oh, there's in the teens. It's in the teens, so, yeah.
All piratable.
Yes, it's...
So, if you'd like to read about other stories that we've covered or stories on other websites that we've probably linked to in this post, go to progressbar.com.au or join our conversation on Twitter at progressbarau. What we'll do is we'll move on to what we've played for this week. We've got a few different games. I've moved in and everything, so I've actually played video games this week. But let's start off with you, Jason.
Well, I've been playing the Division beta.
Oh, yes.
Which is good. Mm. I'd say it's damn good, actually.
Really? But,
well, okay, hear me out here. How do I put it? When I first played it, I was less than impressed. I was so pumped to play it. I was like, yes, I'm going to play it with my friends, with my brother. It's going to be amazing. We're just going to be an amazing little troop and do troop things and help people.
Mm-hmm.
But the world is so dead that you don't see other characters unless you're in the dark zone.
Oh, okay.
Or in, like, the starting area. You don't really interact with anyone apart from thugs, from what I can see. And, like...
the AI control characters?
Yeah, the AI control characters. Mm. And, like, the creepy flamethrower people. That's kind of it. That's really... those are your two enemies at the moment.
So it feels empty, kind of?
Super empty. And I do understand that it's meant to be, like, a... contaminated area, and you know you have to do what you do to survive, but mm-hmm. it's disappointing content wise because the beta didn't actually allow you to try everything. It took away all your skills. Like,
oh, so it's like very limiting.
Oh, super limiting. You could only do one story mission. It was the hospital, which we've all seen 1,000 times.
Yep.
I mean, you could do the Dark Zone stuff, but the area was pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't tickle my fancy, and I really wanted it to, in that regard. But at the same time, there were situations where I felt like I was the nicest guy in the apocalypse. Like, there'd be people who were, like, stumbling and just going, like, and you give them a bottle of water or a soda or, mm-hmm. you know, a protein bar. And that was my protein bar, you son of a gun. But you give them this, and they react to you. And right. There's one person went, like, nuts about it. It was like, oh, my God, that's so nice of you. Oh. While other people, like, they would give you gifts, which were cosmetic items.
Oh, okay, to make you, like, character look unique and stuff.
So it kind of motivate you. It would give you experience. It would give you a gift. It would give you a good feeling. Like, that's the holy trinity right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can break into people. Not break in. You can go into people's houses and that have been abandoned, mm-hmm. so I hope, and raid them. There was a lot of loot, and even though it's only sort of in the future, it was a lot of fun to be able to actually say, this is my gun, I'm going to slap this side on it, I'm going to put this handle on it, and this tactical laser, or whatever you wanted to do.
Yep.
And it felt like your gun, in a weird way. And there would be like a million just like them, but for you it was like, no, this is my gun. It's a little bit different to everyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
And I adored it for that, so...
What about the combat? Like, I was looking at some of the videos online, and it did feel very bullet spongy.
Super bullet spongy. I didn't really mind it, to be honest
Destiny.
With you.
It just sounds like Destiny, like third-person Destiny.
It is, it is. It's like Destiny in the not-so-distant future.
But you'd think, like it doesn't really make sense, to a degree. Like, they're depicting this realistic...
it's a Tom Clancy game.
I saw Tom Clancy's The Division. I'm like, this is going to be realistic shooting. You're going to have to, like, stave off the cold in this, like, nuclear winter type stuff.
I would not play that game.
I would play the shit out of that game because it's like, sounds like H1Z1 game. And like DayZ and all that combined into like, you know, some survival thing where you're actually in a New York City. Is it New York?
It is. Yeah,
New York. So you'd be in New York and you have to take over a building, fortify it, and then that, like, that's your base. And there'd be like buildings all over the city, just the same with all of these players that you'd be interacting with. But it seems to be, from what I've seen, like a big focus on, first of all, the PvE combat where you focus solely on these thug people. Wave of bullet sponge AI, bullet sponge AI. And then from there, you go to the dark zone and do exactly the same thing at PvP.
Yeah, pretty much. The combat's pretty humdrum. The weird part for me was like...
The combat is what's meant to tie the game together.
Yeah, I know. But it's an MMO, really. That's what it is.
It's third-person Destiny.
Yeah, it is.
And they've slapped Tom Clancy's name on it.
The weird part, though, I found was, like, when you're with a sniper rifle or hunting rifle and you do a headshot, you're not really killing them. It takes a couple hits.
It doesn't even... I understand it. If you're in the future...
Yeah.
People have helmets, armor. Space helmets. Shields. They have space alien technology. Magic. It's okay. If you're a dude... Like, if you, Jason, were walking around with, like, a little Kevlar helmet on, if someone hit you in the head with a fucking hunting rifle, you would die!
Okay. Well, hold on here. Let's rewind this a tiny bit. Firstly, I'd be wearing a baseball cap and a hoodie backwards over the top. Because I'm all about sun protection.
Of course.
So the visor would be covering my eyes.
Well, that's safety first, like, kids.
Yeah, look, that's my little motto in life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've got that going for you. You've got your safety. Everyone's going to respect you for that. It's like, that's a good kid right there. No one's going to shoot me in the head. The bullets would, like... And if someone did, the bullets would curve around me. Space magic. No. Not too distant future magic.
The shooters that I've played, the shooters that I love, are the ones where you can get a headshot and it will kill super that fucker.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing this that is... you have to put 7 bullets from an AK-47 into someone's head to drop them is just retarded.
It's not good game design, though. If you really think about it, it's not good game design.
It's just a waste.
Because, like, then everything would be a headshot.
Good! Skilled players would take over the server and they'd be decent at the game. It'd force you... I mean, the problem with third-person shooting is it's not very precise. So I understand... Actually,
it's not pretty precise.
But... it's not as precise as what a first-person shooter would be.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, you can aim down sights and stuff. I saw a bunch of kind of first-person-y aspects where you can aim down scopes and stuff.
Yeah.
Of, like, red dot sights and things like that. But having the cover-based third-person shooter, like Gears of War style, like, it's not something that appeals to me. And if when I do play it, when it comes out in March, I think we called it. We called it at the end of last year. It's probably going to be one of those games where it's either you're going to love it, like people love Destiny, or it's going to go right at the top of the most disappointing list.
So we'll get a gang together. We'll figure it out. And we'll see what happens.
We'll take over a building or a museum.
Oh, a museum. No, a library.
Yeah, whatever. We can bore ourselves to sleep. Reading books. What else have you... you've played a bit of The Witness. We were talking about it previously, about how you actually purchased The Witness.
I did. I'm a good kid. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Jonathan. Oh, actually, Jonathan Blue, you can thank me for being a good kid.
Personally? I need a personally signed letter to progressbar.com.
Just tweet at me if you want. That's fine. Or at Koshi. Mm-hmm. He'll probably pirate it, but, you know, he'll pass the message on.
No, I haven't pirated it in a long time.
Stop winking, Koshi. Why are you winking at me?
So,
it's good. It's really good. I've actually sort of stumbled across a couple puzzles which I can't see how to figure it out, and I've had to leave the area, and that bothers me so much because I just want, like, when I see a problem, I need to fix it. Like, this is my issue now. I need to fix it.
Yeah.
And the fact that I can't just tears at me. So I remember
being able to walk up and just solve the puzzle.
Yeah. I also found out there were audio logs in that game.
Okay, and what are they, the kind of audio logs? Because there's two in a game. There's two types in a game. There's one like if you've played Bioshock Infinite, you pick up an audio log and you walk around in the story kind of section of the game and you listen to the audio. Is it one of those, or is it like in Tomb Raider where you have to just sit and look at the screen and listen to expose?
It's the first.
Good. Yay. Cool. That's cool. You can walk around and listen to it. I'm 100% all on board with that.
The only thing is that it's pretty wanky. It's really wanky stuff. This is... I've been bashing on Jonathan Blow for like the last 2 weeks now.
He's getting a bit of blowback?
Oh my god. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Look, I'm sure he's dealt with it in high school or whatever.
That was incredibly rude of you. Huh?
Yeah.
You're just not laughing. I don't... look, I want to work into every podcast. You gave me that challenge and that's what I'm going to do. With this, though, it's sort of like there were proverbs and sort of, I feel like there was a bit of art of war somewhere, and it's kind of weird. Like, it doesn't really fit the world. And so, like, here I am, like, little me, little Jason, running about trying to figure out things. And then all of a sudden it's like, if you hold on to it, it will escape you. If you don't, it will come for you. And it's like, what is it? What is it? Yeah.
Wank. It's just so much wank.
It's a story that doesn't need to be told. Let me do my fucking puzzles. Let me deal with my lines. Let me swear at the screen because I haven't done it right. It's very annoying to see how sort of... or hear like all this audio stuff that just doesn't belong in that world.
No. Well, I guess it's not mandatory for you to listen to it. Like, if you don't want to pick up the audio logs and that...
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, I literally went like, the heck is this? Clicked it, and then it was playing for me. And then I found a couple more. It's fun. I'd still recommend it. It's just, like, visually, it's so rewarding. But the puzzles can be a little, how do you say it? Contrite.
Undecipherable?
Yeah. Like, you just need to keep sort of throwing yourself at it, and then you'll be like, oh, okay, this is how it's done.
That's pretty cool. No, I just think... As long as it increases gameplay and it's not... If you finally figure out the puzzle and you're like, that makes sense. You know, that like...
There's like iterations on that puzzle. So it'll start off very basic and then at the very end. So you might go like through 3 to 6 different versions of the same puzzle. The issue for me was the fact that you kind of got bored. I felt like I was starting to get bored. And like the temptation to cheat was really strong.
Right.
So it's like I've already figured it out. I can figure this out. It'll just like, I'm just wanting to save some time. I just want to see what happens the rest of the game.
If you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly right. Mm. The other thing was when you get one puzzle correct, it lights up the next puzzle for you.
Okay.
So if you get the next puzzle wrong, it will deactivate that console and you'll have to go back to the previous puzzle, do that again, so you can reboot into the new one.
Huh.
But it'll show you your answer. Like, it's totally unnecessary. You don't need to do it whatsoever. Why is that a thing?
That doesn't I don't make understand. Much sense.
Yeah, exactly right. Because it's literally showing you the answer. Hmm. Why do you need to do it again?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm missing out on something, but that's how I've interpreted it. Maybe you're
doing something wrong, yeah. It could always be the case.
Yeah.
It is usually with puzzle games, they either have like a deeper meaning or something like that.
I just don't feel like this is one of those times.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, we can see how that goes. I mean, I do like myself some puzzle games, so if it's going to be tricky and if it's going to really give me a challenge, then I think I'd be right up my alley.
Because, like, there are things like you wouldn't... The environment plays a big, big part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the puzzles, and when I first experienced that, I was like, oh no, surely not. And I'm like, do, and I nailed it. And I was like, this is the best. Oh my god, and I felt so happy. And I ran outside and hugged a stranger. No, I just told my roommate about
dancing
it.
Dancing through the trees,
I was like, it's Christmas.
Yep,
yeah. I was just with my phone, I was like, tweet, 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 tweet. It was great. I really, the more I play it, the more I love it, even if there is a lot of wanky audio,
right?
But last but not least, was Tomb Raider.
We've both played this, and it's finally been ported to PC, so we've been able to play it. It's a game.
You don't like it?
I find there's very good parts of the game, and I find that there's very poor parts of the game. Specifically,
yeah.
Two things that really came out as being abhorrently bad in the game is, one is the voice acting / sound design. Whatever, the whole sound design is terrible. And the story so far is completely predictable and terrible so far. The moment I've played 6 hours.
Six? Yeah. Oh, okay, I've played three.
Yeah, I've just in the last week I've been doing it off and on. I've played about 6 hours of it, and the gameplay is fine. Like, I expected kind of killing dudes in an area, being all sneaky and shit, and hitting people with a bow, and killing animals, and hunting, and parkour stuff. All great. Love it. Kind of glitchy here and there. Like, if I don't hit a jump specifically right,
sort of spazzes out a little bit.
I'll just, like, hang in the edge on, like, a glitched wall, and then I'll just fall, and I'll be dead. Be like, oh, well, that was terrible. But that, I think, can be excusable. I mean, it's just shit that happens. But the voice acting and the sound design really got to me. Specifically, the... you know when you're jumping up and you grab your... ice axe thingy, yeah.
Yeah.
So you grab it and you slide down all the ropes. That sound bite is really short.
And it repeats itself. There's that one scene where it was like...
There's that big long section where you
go into Russia.
You find the other girl with the bow and arrow, and she's like,
"Yeah, yeah, right off the bat,
I'll kill you." Yeah, and you, there's this, like, this huge is... like line, so and you jump down it, and it goes, and I'm like, that just—it's just so lazy. It's just such lazy.
Surely someone would have picked that up.
No, like, apparently not. But the voice, and then, you know, that's just something that really stuck out to me as being terrible. The gun sounds aren't very good, and the voice acting, like, oh, just very hit and miss. I think even the from
father the main, is pretty painful.
The father is not good. The Jonah is god awful in his voice acting. I don't know who did it. I'm sorry if it was a good voice actor.
I feel like, do you know the guy from Hot Tub Time Machine?
That guy. Yeah.
That's what Jonah reminds me of. So I can't take him seriously.
Yeah, I can't either, but his voice acting is just... I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you? And Lara's English accent, I don't know if the person who is talking and doing that accent is a British person or not.
I believe she is, actually. It sounds
like she's putting on an accent, and it wafts in and out between that and, like, kind of American-y. And it...
Right. Just,
it feels like... Like, they're on top of a mountain, right? And there's, like, this blizzard, like, right near the start of the game. Blizzards that's pummeling them and all this stuff. And they're talking like they're two people sitting down for a cup of tea. Like, it sounds like they're in a room together, just going over some lines, like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, this is really cool. Oh, we're really high up. It's like, you're about to fucking die off a mountain, you know.
Oh, okay, so you mean more the delivery than,
the
like...
The delivery was just...
Yeah, bad. I'll agree with that. That was...
Like, the actual, like, the audio quality is, like, fine.
Yeah, the voice that's where I thought you were coming from. No, where it's not like
it was coming through, like, a headset mic or something. Yeah, because obviously studio equipment, but their voice acting delivery? No.
Yeah, I would agree.
Takes you out of it.
Do you feel like... I know... Look, when I first finished Tomb Raider, I loved it. Loved it so much.
Oh, the reboot.
And then... Yeah. Mm. And then... I'm like, oh, I can't wait for a second one to come out. It's very rare that I'll say, I can't wait for a second.
It was a very successful reboot.
Yeah, it was, but not always. Like, the financially, it wasn't that successful. No, like, they thought it was a failure.
Was definitely...
Yeah, it's loved. Yeah. Absolutely loved.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this doesn't really do much more than what was already made.
It feels like the same game. And
for that, I'm kind of disappointed. Yeah. Mm. Like, there was this... I was in this cave, and this is one of those kind of, like, glitch things for me. But it's just visual feedback, really. It kept saying, like, oh, there's running water down. So, and then there's a big drop. And I'm like, oh, I must have to, like, jump down there and then go into the water.
Mm-hmm.
But what I needed to do was actually use my ice axes to jump across to the other side of the wall. You know that visual indicator for, like, this is the rock that you can climb?
Mm-hmm.
It was so well melded into the rest of the wall that I couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah.
So I did that jumping thing like four times, I think, three, four times, where I'm like, maybe this time, death. And it just sucked.
And like, I almost, you're just constantly spamming Q. Like, all I do half the game is spam Q. Survival instinct, yeah. Survival instinct, survival instinct. Oh, there's a box over there. Oh, for some reason I can't interact with that box or something. Oh, I walk up to a door and it's like, oh, yeah. You need this crafting material. You need like it's a flag, right? It's a flag and a rope. And you're like, you need a cutting knife to cut that rope. And I was like, bitch, I have an ice climbing axe. It's pretty sharp.
Surely I can use that.
Yeah. I have arrows. Arrows can cut. It's like, no, you need a cutting, which basically just extends the gameplay.
Yeah.
And
it
happened in the first game, I think, as
Or like, you can, yeah, it did. And it's like, you need rope. You need
climbing ropes.
And I'm like, but I've got rope. Why do I, like, surely I can use the rope for other rope, right?
Yeah.
It's like, no, you can't. Sorry, Buster. Not today. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like there'd be a bench right next to it, like a workbench, and it's got some rope on it. And you're like, can I use that? And it's like, no.
Surely you can use your baby hands to untie a knot.
Yeah, it's, and the story so far is not good. Like it just linear, like it's very linear. Obviously, they're telling a story. That's fine, but when it gets to certain points in the story, and I've only played 6 hours or so, but it's so predictable. Oh. Tomb Raider has really given me a really up and down feel of it. Like a lot of people when it was on console said that it's this 10 out of 10 game. It's brilliant. It's, I think even we like our reviewer gave it a 10 out of 10 and now I'm playing it now. I'm like, this is not a 10.
I would not agree with that. Game. I'd say an 8.
I would not maybe even, at the moment, I wouldn't even give it that. I don't think.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a game that I am particularly overhyping.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's definitely above average. Like it's the gameplay is fine and everything, but
one thing that really irks me. I'm a visual guy. So to see the special effects, like the water, you know that cutscene at the very beginning, the temple and all the water's chasing after you and then you hide behind the column.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's like the water gushing past. That looks so fake. Yep. It looks so out of sorts, and they keep doing it like with fire, with smoke, with water, and it takes you out of the world.
Obviously, no, it's obviously a matter of opinion, and it's something that they obviously really enjoyed. But for me, I cannot give that game that amount of score. It's maybe the story will wrap it up later, but at the moment, the voice acting is not there, and the story is not there, and little glitches here and there. It's just breaking the feel.
Like we said, it's a bit of an emotional roller coaster. There's some parts you love and some parts you hate, but it's just more Tomb Raider, really. That's all it is. So don't get your hopes up, but don't be dashed by them. It's exactly what you think it'll be.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Like, it's just more Tomb Raider. But now it's like all very pretty. It is very, like, I'm running it on my Beastie rig, and it is a pretty game. Like it, the cutscenes, and even
what's
like
your frame rate like? Because mine sometimes chugs, and like I've got a very strong computer.
I've got it on high. I haven't got it on ultra, like with all ultra. Like the full FX, the HBO plus all that stuff. But I've got hair effects on, and it like
hair effects is meant to chew through that stuff.
Yeah, so it still runs at least 60. Like it'll go up to 80, kind of in the kind of normal areas when it gets more graphic intense. It probably drops about 55, 60 frames a second, and the temperature loading is okay as well.
Actually, what did you think about the costumes that you can choose for Lara?
I think that did was you, kind of cool.
Did you choose one that you were like, this is mine kind of thing?
Not really.
Really? No, okay.
Like, because I was like, oh yeah, what? Because I knew there'd be DLC where you'd be like, yeah, you can kind of do this and and you'd be spotted less by hunted animals and things. I was like, but none of them except for the red one, maybe the white one. Like, I'm in this snowy environment. Like, I need to have as much protection as possible. And it's like, she can run around in a skivvy. It's like, no.
No, it's not skivvy weather. Like, for me, you'll judge me for this because I'm kind of like, I need to be warm, but I need to look like a badass.
Yeah.
So I chose I think it was like the spirit one. You know what? It's all like pelts.
Where you can heal yourself. Yeah. Like it's easier to use materials. Yeah. Whenever you heal, it doesn't, has a chance to not consume healing items.
Fuck yeah. Okay. I was not aware of that. I saw those cards and I was like, I have no idea what you're about, so I'm going to ignore you.
Yeah, it's weird. It's single player only, I think. There's no multiplayer.
Yeah, I thought it was multiplayer. That's what I just assumed it was. I thought it would be multiplayer.
Looking for totally multiplayer not. In it at the moment, and it's like, maybe they're releasing it later. Maybe they're doing like a not Monster Hunter, Metal Gear Solid type stuff, where they're releasing Tomb Raider online or something. But I was like, you're getting all these recruit packs and these like level up. Yeah, you earn like
20 coins. Go buy a pack.
I'm like, it's a single player. Who cares?
Yeah.
You pay money to unlock items that are already in the game. I'm not going into this again.
I will admit, I had a bit of a chuckle when it was like, oh, these ancient coins, I can trade them in to upgrade my weapons. And I was like, you're an archaeologist. What are you doing? These belong in a museum.
Well, you like, sell them for like loads of money. You don't trade them for a silencer like, on your pistol. That's the
black market. Yeah, yeah. Like, but it's a good silencer. Yeah. Like,
it's like, just give us 120 ancient coins. And it's like, bitch, like, these are worth so much more. I'll give you one. I'll give you like, one.
Oh,
they pay for your family for a whole week. But yeah, it's very hit and miss. Is very much so.
Any other games?
Oh, I tried out the Ghost in the Shell Alpha Omega Hyper Super Drive online complex.
First Assault.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I finally tried that. I caved and bought it.
Good.
I think
good.
I've got the same feelings as you. I've started off as a big guy that kind of gives you health.
Is it the bald guy?
Yeah, he's got like the little tiny glasses. With the nanogel? Yeah, got like the big strong arm dude for his thing. But it's cool, like you can sync like your ability so you can have more health and you can run fast.
Isn't it neat?
And you can it's unique. It's really nice. For a free to play game, I think it's fairly good. It's pretty well optimized.
But
you can tell when people have upgraded weapons. You can get one hit from across the map with an assault rifle where you're standing there and you're like, and then it'll take like 5 to 10 bullets to kill somebody.
Yeah.
And grenades are rampant. Like you get a grenade so every 5 seconds and you're just like, I'm a chuck grenade. That's
the first thing you do. You know exactly where to throw them too, because the maps are so small that it's like, you can time it. You know where everyone's going to meet.
Yep. You know where the choke points are. You know where the hot spots are. And you just throw a nade and you're pretty much guaranteed a kill.
Because that's all there are. That's all there are in those maps are choke points.
Choke point maps, small tunnels. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a sniper. I like, you know, sitting back and kind of picking them off. And I'm getting all these choke point maps where you've got like maybe one corridor, one big corridor in the middle or off to the side. Yeah. And you're like, yes, okay, I can snipe here. And then like you snipe them, you hit them like with this big fuck off sniper and you're like,
yeah,
it didn't kill them.
Oh, I know.
I didn't hit him in the head or I didn't hit him in the neck or something. Because so
you're not
him.
Playing as Saito.
What's this? Is that the class I haven't bought? Is that the free class I didn't choose?
That's the eye patch man.
Oh, okay.
He's the sniper.
He's got more sniper abilities.
I don't think he does. He has the thermal. So you can see people through walls. It's really handy.
Okay. Maybe I just need one of those on my team or something so I can sync with up. Him and snipe up. Yeah. Cause I was trying to hit people with the sniper and I got a few kills. Like when it was like at the start of the round, I picked the sniper because everyone's kind of rushing into the middle at once. So you can kind of have everyone misdirect all the enemies, and then you can kind of just pick them off from the back. And I got like the third or fourth game on I got to the Australian server. I had a couple of full games on the Australian server.
Really?
Yeah. It was
not coming too bad. In, baby.
Yeah. It's cool. That was really fun. Went over to American server and it's like, you have 110 ping. I was like, no, I don't. I do not have 110 ping. And I'm like, I'd throw a grenade just to test and it'd be a solid 2 seconds after and then the grenade would come out. I'm like,
Yep. There were times when I'd throw the grenade and I just wouldn't see it. I'm like, meh.
And then kill yourself on it because you're running forward.
Oh, I killed myself so many times in that game.
Yep.
Because I played as Barto, which is like the rocket arm man.
Oh, okay. He's the other kind of big dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it was so much fun to play as him, but there were times where it's like, oh no, like you see like a speedrunner and he'd run across and he'd try to fire, but you fire too close to your feet, so you kill yourself and them. The other problem I had
with, one is just, it's terrible.
It's OP with the knife. With the knife, it's OP.
Yeah, because he just runs up and goes, oh, instant stab and you're dead. Yeah. Like it's COD style where you can just run up.
But it's one front and back. Stabs. It's not just back. You can attack from the front.
Yeah.
And it's an instant kill.
It's that's really weird how they do that.
Mm.
I guess that's why a lot balanced. Of people are playing it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you need a shotgun. I mean, you can use the...
Shotguns aren't great. I tried it. It wasn't fun.
Only for those guys. Like, if you're in those type corridor maps...
Oh, right.
You either be using, like, the MP5 type... The submachine gun.
Yeah.
one, or I'd be using a shotgun, because I tried, you know, I'd get a few kills, I'd be like, oh, assault rifle, and I run out of bullets. I'm like, switch to the pistol, and the pistol's just horrid. I'm like,
yeah, no. It's pretty bad. Yeah. You can buy a different one, Togus, I think.
Yeah, I think if I get a few levels up and I start playing it a bit more, I think I'll enjoy it more, but at the moment with the stock standard stuff, I'm like, I'm doing all right, like my KD's up and everything is kind of fun, but I've got to make sure I get on the Australian servers.
Yeah, it's, all I played is American East and West.
No, just hold out, get well, some Australian ones, and it's the gameplay is a lot better, but it's also a lot harder to play because everyone reacts quicker as well. Yeah, so you'll probably die a lot more.
And I'm okay with that.
As long as you're having fun with friends.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of friends and whatnot, it looks like we've ending our podcast for this week. Visit our website at progressbar.com.au or email us through our contact form. progressbar.com.au/contact. If listeners want to talk to you, Jason, where can they reach you, find you, watch you, stalk you?
Well, as always, they can find me on YouTube. I know, how exciting. I know, guys. Come on, calm down. It's all right. Stop cheering. Just go to... that's right. It's so exciting on my side. You can search for me at... probably the best thing to do is search for Soma. Something went wrong. My username is Quincy. That's Q-U-I-N-C-J-Y, because I'm an individual, goddammit. I'm that goddamn snowflake.
You have to be unique.
I do. And when you're an identical twin, you kind of crave it. Additionally, you can tweet at me at Twitter. It's still the same tag, which is, once again, Quincy. And I'd love to answer questions if you got any. I'm not very knowledgeable, but I can talk a lot of sass.
You can tweet me at KoshiAU, or you can find all my articles at Progress Bar. Thanks for listening, and we'll have a chat to you next time. Bye.
Bye. Like, two can play the worm game.
I was just moving my chair, but okay. I was not jiggling for you.
Oh, you will jiggle for me.
Look, I don't have to... It's not on demand. It just happens naturally. It just happens.
Usually when I'm running.
Yeah. That's why I don't run. Like, I didn't know my body made that many sounds. Like, I could make a beat like a squishy... of a drum. You know, I could like, get out a melody with the amount of body sounds I make during the time I would go to the gym. Like the man boob flop, it'd be like,
oh, boom, no. Boom, 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 boom. And then, like, the guy running next to you was like, where you got that sick bass from? And you're like, oh, it's from my breasts.
Let the boobs drop. Boom, 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 boom,